Have you ever seen a swan?
Water bankruptcy. Irreversible water bankruptcy. Living beyond our hydrological means. Global water bankruptcy. Critically water insecure.
Hiding between dense forest in a narrow stretch of valley, we find a reservoir that looked like a secret, secluded place. One man unmoors his boat and rows away, barely rippling the tranquil waters. Safety, security, secretly, securely hidden, secluded, seclusion, sanctuary, sanctity, unmoored, tranquility. Barely a ripple in time, hiding, untouchable, unnoticeable, inaccessible. Are we ever really alone? Is this place really secluded and safe? Have you ever seen a swan? A swan knight gliding in his boat on a flowing verse from an epic medieval tale about a heroic and mysterious rescuer. A questing knight conveyed in a boat drawn by a mysterious swan which feeds him and guides him to his unknown destinations. To defend a damsel, a swan. To stop the apocalypse or to return us to a sacred place of safety and sanctity. He that must never be named. His mystical powers depend on the secrecy of his origin, faraway exotic place of the East, sometimes even named as India or the Orient. A secret must remain hidden to guard its powers. Are we ever really alone? A place of myth where time stops. A mythopoeic, mythopoetic body of water steeped in water sprites and legends, damsels and damselflies, dragons and dragonflies. Like the Siberian bluet. A place that harbours deep waters deeply is deep, slow flowing, and can be accessed for power generation. That has sediments accumulating and can harbour toxins if systems are not carefully regulated, and cyanobacteria, blue-green algae can grow and kill things, must not drink the water, a reservoir. Is a place that can stagnate where there is no flow. Don't fall in. It has steep sides. You may not be able to climb out, and the surface may look calm, but beneath there may be strong hidden currents, and drawdown could draw you down. Sounds, water, sounds, movements water, of downs, rush of water, through structures, powerful flow, loud, immersive, more, turbine spinning, generators, humming, mechanical sounds, low frequency, humming, 80 hertz, tonal noise, audible over the long distances in the valleys, pulsating sounds, undershot turbines, vibrations, flow dynamics, altered water flow. A meander along the river, on a particular meander, of the River Lesh. A sinuous curve formed as a river flows across a flat, low gradient landscape, meandering, following a winding course, drifting this way and that, and overall forwards, but here and there, hither and thither. The swans are taking flight. Swan maidens. What are they saying? What are they saying? Mute swans are not mute, but they do communicate via mechanical acoustic vibrations of their wings. Wing beats. A loud, eerie sound, rhythmic, humming, whistling sound produced by feathers can be heard up to 2 kilometers away. Intense, throbbing sound, deep, leathery, whistling sound, the rhythmic, loud pulsing helps keep flocks or mated pairs in contact when flying. Used as territorial displays to signal presence to intruders. Carries well, carries far. Characteristic wing beat. Humming sound is due to unique aeroacoustics. Air moves over specialized feather structure that creates a distinct throbbing rhythmic hum. Primary flight feathers are stiffer, more narrow compared to other swan species, and this creates a sharp whistling or thrilling noise. Not soft or muffled, musical, vibrant, whirring, contact sound while in flight. They don't honk like other swans, cadence, strong. What are they saying? Mute swans play an important role in ecosystems by helping to maintain healthy aquatic plant populations, control overgrowth to stop water getting choked. Heavy metal contamination, chromium, copper, lead accumulate in fennel, pondweed, and Eurasian water milfoil. Food for mute swans. Water milfoils are so delicate, feathery, floaty, dense, lush mats that can turn a lake or reservoir surface into a vibrant green or red tapestry. Sediment accumulation, contaminants settle. Bathing in a body of water, she is a swan maiden. A man steals her feather cloak, he hides it or burns it. Her swan feather cloak is what lets her turn back into a swan. So he takes it to prevent her from flying or swimming away, forcing her to become his wife. Or maybe she casts a spell on him. She is often one of several maidens, celestial beings. The oldest archetypal swan story is Chinese from the 4th century. Archives from inside of the mysterious. Swan maidens are associated with Valkyries of Norse mythology, chooser of the slain, female figures who guide souls of the dead to Valhalla. The whole world has tales of bird women and swans and women turning into swans and flying away. Are we held together by a flow of stories and transformations? Any swan might be a swan goddess. We must never kill one. Swans in Celtic mythology, Norse, Finnish and Siberian tales, Greek mythology, Hinduism, European medieval folk tales, Etruscan, Native American and Turkic mythology. Symbols of transformation, rebirth, transfer of souls, celestial beings, goddesses, beautiful women with magical powers, spirit messengers and guides, guardians and ancestors. Swan is profound, sacred, serene, carrying souls safely from life to death. In Turkic Bashkir mythology, the beautiful Hume is an ancient deity, a protector of peace and kindness, a bird of happiness that safeguards women. Swans and sons and the sun. Swan is the companion of the human hunter. Swan goddess is most primeval of all deities, shape-shifting. Associated with abundance, good fortune, fertility. Spill from the swan like from the sleeves of priestesses. In Siberian culture, swans are symbolic of women. Swan goddesses are spirits of life and death, travel between living and dead. They control the migration of birds and provide abundance and good fortune. Mistresses of transformation, goose goddesses. The Sakha are a Turkic indigenous group from Siberia. In their mythology, swans are sacred bird messengers of the very beautiful goddess named White Bird, who lives in a stone house at the top of the world. She dresses in white, and every spring she travels to a cliff opposite the Yenisei River and shakes dust out of her long sleeves, which then transforms into migratory birds. Every fall, the birds return to her and transform back into dust for safekeeping. He glides on the pond like a white sleigh from cloud to cloud, for he is hungry only for the fleecy clouds that he sees forming, moving and dissolving in the water. It is one of these that he wants, He takes aim with his beak and suddenly immerses his snow-clad neck. Then, like a woman's arm emerging from a sleeve, he draws it back up. He has caught nothing. To be sung on the water, Schubert. Amid the shimmer of the mirroring waves, the rocking boat glides swan-like on gently shimmering waves of joy. The soul, too, glides like a boat, alas, with dewy wings. Time vanishes from me on rocking waves. Tomorrow let time again vanish with shimmering wings, as it did yesterday and today, until on higher, more radiant wings, I myself vanish from the flux of time.
Do I drink tap water? Do I drink tap water? Do I drink tap water?
Haunting us. Nearly three quarters of the global population living in countries classified as water insecure. Haunting us. From lakes, rivers, glaciers, wetlands, water bankruptcy. Surface waters and wetlands are shrinking on a massive scale. Billions of people are living with chronic water insecurity.
Do I drink tap water?
21st century Britain, our water is no longer safe to drink. Water companies to illegally pump a tidal wave of raw sewage into our rivers, lakes and seas.
Nearly three quarters of the global population living in countries classified as water insecure. Irreversible.
Europe's
water
rivers
bankruptcy.
Are disappearing.
Critical water systems are already bankrupt.
Our rivers places for lost souls to wander, rivers of the underworld where souls cross to the afterlife, or are snake-infested, fiery waters, or waters filled with blood and putrefaction and sewage, can only be crossed by the righteous and pure, or waters of purification, molten metals, or life-giving manifestations of heavenly rivers, gardens of Eden, or rivers of powers of the gods, rivers of destruction and floods. A barrier of liminality, a point of no return. The paper mill now, only in recent years, converts ash residues to calcium carbonate used as a filler in paper to prevent it from entering the environment, and has no recent systemic heavy metal leakage, focused on reducing nitrogen loads and chemical usage, but still some issues and odour leaks and notice from plant shutdown. And the Rosenau landfill across the river had to be sealed and water monitored. Many other landfills are not regulated and toxic waste is leaching from our groundwater. River in different mythologies around the world, from Mayan to Finnish, Japanese, Chinese, European, Indian, Greek and Mesopotamian, Middle Eastern, are places of oblivion and forgetfulness. In a cafe in Schongau, Cafe Bijou Rose, they serve a Turkish breakfast on weekends, butter, strawberry jam, eggs, cinnamon, feta cheese, Turkish sand coffee made in a copper pot called a jezebel. Roses for the victims. The Great Witch Trials, 1589 to 1592, were a major series of trials. People killed, mostly women. Witch hunts were fueled by fear, paranoia, and need for scapegoats following environmental disasters like the severe hailstorm of 1588 that destroyed harvests, devil-driven catastrophes. Bettina, a city councillor, pushed for this ever since she lived in Schongau. 63 rose bushes over three beds, brass signs with the names, 54 names found in the archives, 9 nameless panels. They read from the trial archives how perfidious the accusers forced confessions under torture, forced to confess to unchaste acts with the devil, or that they created hail weather with evil spells, or killed cattle and small children. A spontaneous prayer. Do gardens have the power to change the world? Joy, perception, memory, identity, togetherness, responsibility, consideration, and creativity. German tamarisk, dwarf bulrush, rosemary willow, grey elder woods, Lady Slipper Orchid, North Flowing River, once a flower bridge, a migration corridor connecting southern Mediterranean and northern ecosystems after the last ice age that fostered biodiversity and species dispersal until river regulation stopped that and broke the flower bridge. The flower bridge is broken. An Inuit woman once said that in the earliest of times a person could become an animal. Or an animal, a human being. Sometimes they were people, other times they were animals. And there was no difference. All spoke the same language. And that there was a time when words were like magic. The human mind had mysterious powers. A word spoken by chance might have strange consequences. It would suddenly come alive. And what people wanted to happen could happen. All you had to do was say it. The silver swan, who living had no note when death approached, unlocked her silent throat, thus sang her first and last and sung no more. Farewell, all joys, O death, come close mine eyes. More geese than swans now live, more fools than wise. At the end, will the mute swan finally start singing? A lone human pushes off in his boat. Is he on a quest? Or is he an explorer setting off on a wild and lonely journey? Or maybe he is totally alone on Earth following the event of the apocalypse as the last swans finally depart. The music paints a gossamer transcendental image of a mystical swan floating through the realm of the dead.